Hello, Sari. Thanks for being
Good.
with us.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm calling in on my phone.
I can hear you great.
Perfect. Awesome. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm good. It was a beautiful day here.
Right on. Yeah, me too. And I'm really excited for something coming up here real soon.
Oh, I wonder what that is. We might end up
All
praying about it.
right.
All right, ready to get started?
I am.
Okay. All right, I'm really grateful to be here. And I don't know about everyone else, but I really look forward to these Wednesday night prayers. We've been doing this now, I think, 5 years. And I know for me, it truly helps me remember the truth and fills my cup. And at least here in Sedona, it's been a beautiful day. And I suspect everywhere it's a beautiful day to pray. So, let's do that together. So to become a really hollow vessel for spirit to enter and for us to be a clear conduit of the truth, we really need to prepare ourselves to create this arcana that we craft together. And to do this in a good way, we need to first take care of ourselves, remembering that we are spirit and infused in the human form, and we cannot take care of our spirit unless we also take care of our human form. So just taking this time to settle in and let our physical vessels take a pause, a holy moment. Just breathing in deeply the breath of life and breathing out any stress or tension that may have accumulated since the last time we purified together. Slowing down our breath, slowing down ourselves, and just letting go of anything that came before this moment and anything that might come after, and just allowing your spirit to arrive and to be present right here, right now. And feeling some of that inner inertia start to slow and still, trusting that it's in the stillness where we not only find God, but where we find our own medicine, our own truth, where we show up for ourselves. So just allowing yourself to be present in this moment, in this holy pause. And in this first part of our time together, just going within to nurture your soul. We come here together and we prepare for battle, so to speak, a spiritual battle where we join together fighting for truth and peace. So we slow down first and begin to align with the light of God. And picturing in your mind's eye the bright sun above you, wherever you are, whatever time it might be, leaning into that knowing that the light of God always shines brightly, even in the darkest of nights. Opening up your crown chakra and allowing the rays of Grandfather Sun to penetrate your crown. Allowing the rays of the sun to purify and electrify and fortify your being. Taking it all in, the breath of life, the light of God, mana from heaven. And being purified, being nurtured. In this world that moves so fast all around us, it's so crucial to slow down, to be still, and to receive. It's not selfish to receive and to pray for ourselves, but it's truly our soul's salve. It's what we ultimately long for, a good strong dose of our own love and our own medicine. And feeling that stillness that we've created, arriving together, let us do just that and pray first for ourselves. Praying at this time for our sacred holy hearts, our hearts that beat without pause, sustaining our precious gift of life, our hearts, the home of our sacred love. We pray at this time for healing in our hearts, asking our Mother, Father, God to intervene here on behalf of love and peace and all of humanity. Praying at this time for the dissolution of any hardening in our hearts. Joining together in this moment to take a deep, deep cleansing breath. Breathing in the holy breeze of God's love to blow away any debris in our hearts, opening us up, opening our hearts to love even more deeply. Our hearts are the seat of our love, but also often bear the brunt of our heartache. And so together we ask our Holy Mother at this time to also care for our hearts, to help us with our hearts. We surrender in this moment to this holy ritual, this holy blessing, to heal our hearts, allowing her to perform a special celestial rose blessing on our hearts, transmitting the healing frequency of the rose to all of those areas that we are in desperate need of our own love, dissolving any illusion of separation. Taking this moment to lay down any burdens in our heart, to lay them down at the mother's feet, allowing her to lighten our load. And now, with this purification from the light of God, this healing that has occurred in our hearts, and with our hearts more open and vital than before, we are even stronger in our spiritual bond to pray together in a powerful and good way, creating an arcana of holy power around us. As a community, we gather all the power of our spirits to really affect change on the world with the power of our prayer. When two or more are gathered in Creator's name, they shall be heard. And so we have faith that it is already done. Having been truly filled up with the power of our own love and the light of God, we can now focus that love outward to others as a unified force. Keeping this intimate energy of this prayer, let us first extend these blessings to those closest to us, to our families, our friends, our beloveds, and our loved ones, and our spiritual family. We hold these beings close in our hearts, wishing them only the best of everything. To those who we love so much that witnessing even a moment of their suffering brings heartache to us, we send the power of our love. Praying at this time for a great blessing to follow the path of our love that now flows so freely. Asking our Mother, Father, God for a holy grace to embrace our immediate circles, sending out our love like a laser beam straight to the hearts of those we care about most. And we ask at this time that they may feel a sudden warmth, a holy embrace across the distance, that they may be overtaken by a peace in their hearts and a knowing that they are deeply loved and cherished. It is so important that we all have these moments of knowing we're loved and cherished by another, and more importantly, truly cherished by ourselves. So let us take this time under the power of this arcana of prayer to really cherish not only those we love, but to cherish ourselves equally. This human experience, it's so very short, so fleeting, and life can move so quickly that we forget to be grateful for the love that is all around us. So let us take a quiet moment together to really experience gratitude for those we love and for those who challenge us, but really accepting and appreciating the people in our lives we don't cherish often enough. And now extending that net of love out to anyone we know who is in need of prayer at this time, or who could use the blessing of a pure love and light. Focusing our attention here, knowing that where we put our attention, life grows, and really magnifying the love pouring out of us. Maybe even putting your hands up if you feel called, feeling the love pouring out of you. And now sending this force of love to anyone or any place you are called where love is needed. It might be a situation or a public figure, a beloved pet or an idea, but sending the power of your love in that direction. Sending love over to places of war and sickness, places steeped in fear and separation. Praying also at this time for our sacred land here in Arizona, the Grand Canyon, that had a very serious wildfire that destroyed a lot of God's work. And so just sending our love there as well. And harnessing the power of this love, sending it to those that don't have anyone to pray for them, to those who feel unlovable, who feel alone in this world. Let us join together right here in this moment to send the absolute celestial message that they are not alone. They are loved simply because they exist, and that they are worthy of this life and just as touched by God as anyone, maybe more so. And now, so importantly, we take this time to send the pure power of our collective prayer, the highest vibration of our being, to those we struggle with the most, to those in our life who may trigger us to situations that bring about feelings of anger or frustration or discord, to any area or persons that does not come easy to us. Let us send love in that direction. Allow the power of our love to dissolve that difficulty, to level the playing field, and to infuse the Holy Spirit into a situation that might bring down your vibration, instead lifting it up and transforming it, alchemizing it into love, perceiving that holy alchemy taking place. Praying at this time that we can really embody this healing power, especially in those situations that are challenging, those situations where our first reflex is to contract and withhold our love, let us do the opposite. We pray to lean into love with an open heart, trusting that when we remain rooted in love, we are protected by God, and it is safe to lead with our heart. And in this same moment, let us embrace the spirit of forgiveness. Life is challenging, and it's barely a moment on the celestial timeline and far too short to withhold. And so we pray for that blessing of forgiveness, forgiveness of others, but most importantly, forgiveness for ourselves, for leaving ourselves in times of greatest need, for believing the illusion of our separation when what we were really craving was connection, and forgiving ourselves for the times we did not allow ourselves to forgive. Forgiveness is such a beautiful antidote to that contraction and creates the expansion needed for that love to flourish and grow and multiply and ultimately heal. And in the spirit of forgiveness, let us also offer a prayer of gratitude, praying that we can all make gratitude a verb and put that into practice. In our innocence and in our complacency, we sometimes fall asleep and get lazy and fall prey to those lower vibrations and allow anger and frustration and grief to hook our attention, take us off our center. But this only serves to deepen the divide and create more separation. And taking a posture of gratitude during a challenging time, it's actually an act of power, making the choice to really see through our spiritual eyes and focus on what is instead of what is not. We can tap into this life force of gratitude. This is not to discount our pain, but to prevent us from sinking into hell. Gratitude can be a life-saving buoy in an ocean of grief. So we take a moment to express our gratitude. Gratitude to Creator, gratitude to ourselves. And praying at this time for the children, let's not forget to send our love to the children, praying for their future, praying for a golden arcane of protection to descend upon the children, protecting their innocence and their purity, praying for protection of their connection to the earth, that they can unplug from the mental and spiritual pollution of the matrix and plug into the heartbeat of the mother, infusing them with her grace. May the children remain attached to the umbilical cord of the Mother Earth, receiving that ancient wisdom from the ancestors. And may this protected divine connection guide them to be supreme keepers of the land and of the good ways. Praying for those raising the children, the moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunties and uncles, that they may also receive a good blessing at this time. Praying for divine guidance and strength, with patience and perseverance, so that they may be that constant, unconditional touchstone our children so desperately need. And praying in this moment also for the unification of peace on our planet. There's been so much discord and distrust and division, and so we pray for the spirit of peace, that stillness that we fostered within us at the beginning of this prayer. We pray for that peace, that medicine, that place of spirit, that that may pour out of us with all of our interactions. We may never know how much we really affect change on the world. So we pray that we may can be impeccable, impeccable in our thought, impeccable in our word, and impeccable in our deed. We pray for that ability when we are not able to be impeccable, to do the next right thing, to take responsibility, but not to beat ourselves up with it. Praying to our Holy Mother, asking for a blessing of grace at this time. We pray that we may move in the path in which you did when you walked this earth, that we may embody your holy qualities of divine and endless patience, compassion, mercy, grace, love. Pray for you to always walk with us and that we may remember that we are never alone. Our Mother, Father, God are always with us. It is us who turn away. And so let us lean in. Lean into spirit, lean into our Mother, Father, God, remembering that no matter how old we are or what our family constellation, we can never be orphaned. And in that fact, we are never alone. And just one more time before we move into our prayer requests, I give a personal prayer of gratitude and I ask you all to join me because gratitude flows from love. It is the place of surrender, the place to receive, and also the place to give simultaneously. So we just give all of our gratitude for the many gifts and blessings in our lives, choosing to put our attention there instead of on the trials. And now moving into our prayer requests, first praying for our dear sister, Monia Pierce, as she prepares for her upcoming surgery. Praying for healing and ease in this process and asking our Holy Mother to be with you, Monia, during this next passage, praying for the strengthening of your connection to yourself and to your spirit, that you may feel comfort in your own power and hear clearly your inner guidance, trusting that everything is exactly as it should be, trusting in the healing that has already taken place and letting that strengthen your knowing of your blessings from God. Praying also for the medical team that will be caring for you, that they too may receive a great blessing, and asking Creator to oversee their care and giving gratitude for their skills and compassion. And now joining together to pray for Aaron Baumfalk. Not sure if I got that right. He's moving through some challenges with his health. And so we're praying for you, Aaron. We're praying for your body, for healing in your body, healing in your mind and healing in your spirit, asking Creator to intervene here on your behalf. And we together hold that vision of pristine health for you, asking for the grace of the Mother to surround you and to bring you comfort during this healing process. And praying now for a young boy, a child who recently passed away, Alberto Borjas. We are praying for you, Alberto, praying for your spirit, and we are lifting you up and reassuring you that it's okay to let go and to surrender and to be with the angels, asking God to oversee this transition, this rebirth, asking for a smooth and graceful flowing for you to the higher realms. May you fly high. And praying at this time, though, for your family, who we know are going through the most unimaginable grief. So for them, we send our love, the salve of love, asking for the heavens to rain down on them, bringing comfort. And may they experience just moments, glimmers of joy as they cherish their memories of you, praying that this time of loss and grief may also be an opening for a time of love and reconnection for them. And so with so much gratitude and joy in my heart, I ask that we all join together in this moment to put our dear Alex Clayman and Bogdan Ilescu, I think I butchered that name, and our precious Eva Rose, who just joined us Earthside on Monday when Alex gave birth to a beautiful, healthy baby girl. Let's put them all here in the center of the circle to receive all of the power of our love. Asking Mother, Father, God to be with us in this moment as we honor their lives and we give our full heart's gratitude for this blessing of new life. praying for a special arcana of holy protection, supreme light, to be placed around them as they embody the manifestation of their family, asking for all the benevolent beings in the celestial courts to sponsor this impartation, praying for protection, prosperity, health, love, beauty, and ease to surround them today and every day, that they may always know how loved and protected they are. And praying for baby Eva, that may she grow to always know God and always know how very wanted and loved she was long before she even ever incarnated. And just taking a moment of silence together to join me in sending them the power of our prayer and of our love and of our gratitude. And finally, as we approach the close of our prayer, offering a prayer for our upcoming healing retreat this weekend, asking for divine intervention here, asking the celestial realms to grant a powerful field of protection around our circle that will allow for the amplification of healing, praying for the weekend to be surrounded by light and peace, combating and banishing any lower vibrations from penetrating our sacred space. Offering a prayer for each and every participant that they will receive the healing and grace they are calling in, and praying for Nina and Tudor and all of our crew that we can be impeccable channels of love. And knowing that this weekend circles in celebration of Nina's solar return, we ask in this moment for a great blessing on Nina Marie Palmieri, giving so much gratitude for her life and for her gifts, and praying for her to be filled with the light of God and with the love of our Holy Mother, today and every day. Aho.
Aho. Thank you, Sari, for reminding us of the beauty of life and of the precious opportunity we have on all these Wednesdays to gather and pray and align, that we can breathe with presence, letting go of anything from before and filling ourselves up with the divine and love to purify our being with the light of God and feel the stillness of our awareness and the gift of life. So we can receive our Holy Mother in our hearts, that they can be purified, opened, and vitalized to be the light beings that we are, and cherish our lives and all that is to radiate love and goodness as a beacon of light and force of healing, to forgive, love, and be impeccable to the best of our ability.
Thank you, Ian.
Oh man, I'm so looking forward to hanging out with that new baby.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, and all the beautiful times we'll have. So it seems that not enough people were interested in traveling to the light realms this evening, guided by our beloved Rachel. So the drum journey is canceled for this evening. So there's nothing happening this evening. And we do have a class coming up in a few weeks. It's a ways away. It's on the 13th of August, peak of the fire. We rise upright in the light. I don't know about anyone else, but I've been kind of feeling that fire peaking this last week or so already. And I'll talk more about that class when it gets closer.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ian, for always being such a steady presence on these Wednesday calls.
You're so welcome. Yeah, it's a really great pleasure. And as you said, it's just such a beautiful thing, you know, like I can come to this in whatever state, and when it's over, I feel washed and better about life and how I'm going to go about things.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sari.
You're welcome.
And may you all go in peace, and thank you.